We are joined on the line by Kelly Gilson from United Way Oxford. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
And I know
bright
that
early.
It is bright and early. It's so early, it's not even bright yet. So, Kelly, there's been an awareness event that's happened just at one of the parking lots by the United Way office in downtown Woodstock. And this is the homeless situation is something that's been brought to light a lot in our community. Kitchener had a situation last week, Toronto in the summertime and whatnot. And it's prevalent throughout our country and around the world. And you've had an event overnight to help kind of at least bring a little bit of light to what it might be like to have to sleep outside. Tell us what the event is and what exactly did some of your volunteers do?
Okay, so the event is called Sleepless in Our City. And it's something that we have been looking at for the last few years because, as you know, United Way has been investing in programs and services to help those that are very vulnerable, those that are living rough on the street, as well as other sort of immediate need of programs and services. And so the intent of this event is to just give people a little tiny bit of an experience. And I have to say, in no way would we be so disrespectful to say that our experience, as maybe challenging as it might have been last night, in no way is that the same as for the people who are living on the streets and really just struggling to survive. It is just meant to be a bit of an exposure to raise awareness, to have dialogue, to allow people to share their experience, and then, of course, to help us raise funds so that we can help improve the experience for those that actually are living on the street.
Oh, so it's kind of like the whole walk a mile in someone else's shoes kind of situation.
You know what? It very much is, and I think there's lots of little lessons we will all take away from the evening, but one of which is certainly that it is clear that this is a situation that people do not choose to be in. Like life circumstances, things happen, and that might be the result. But it is a very difficult and uncomfortable way for people to live, and it's heartbreaking. It just is.
So how many of your volunteers actually slept in their vehicles last night as part of this campaign?
So we had 12. We had United Way board, staff, and volunteer members. So for our first time, we wanted to keep it really within the United Way family just to see how it went and make sure that, you know, we had all our plans in place. So there were 12 of us in our parking lot last night, and I think everyone will have their own experience. You know, the challenges of having to get up and go to the washroom in the middle of the night or the cold weather or all of those things. And we know it's not even all that cold yet. But above and beyond this really kind of memorable experience, our 12 folks raised almost $10,000 for United Way.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I know.
So, Kelly, we want to speak with one of the folks that had stayed in their car overnight. Megan Porter, I understand, is there with you, and she runs the Boston Pizza here in Woodstock, and she had that experience. So maybe we'll ask her a couple of questions if you want to pass her the phone.
I will pass it over to Megan, and thank you very much for helping to share this story for us. We appreciate it.
More than happy to do it, yes. So this is a United Way update, an awareness event that happened last night called Sleepless in Our City. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Dan.
Marcy is alongside with us as well.
Now, hi, Marcy.
Hi.
when did you go into the car last night?
We arrived at the United Way office around 9, and each person was in. We had a bit of an intro session, rules and regulations and safety measures and things like that. And then we were all soundly snug in our cars between, I would say, 10 and 10:30 p.m.
Wow.
So how was your sleep last night?
Not restful. And broken.
Okay.
I was just saying to someone how, you know, there are so many things out there to teach you about having perfect sleep in our very comfortable homes. Mm. And, you know, with all of the comforts and heat and access to water and bathroom facilities, so many wellness things. And you just don't have the option of considering those parts of that when you're sleeping in your car. Access to water is one of the biggest things, I think. Access to a washroom and comfort.
Yeah.
It was cold, and it wasn't even that cold last night.
Yeah.
It was very physically uncomfortable sleeping in a vehicle, and we did have the luxury of a vehicle to sleep in. So.
Yeah, but you weren't even allowed to turn the vehicle on, right?
No turning the vehicle on. We had to have our cars off from the time we got in them until the time we got up about a half hour ago.
Yeah, that could be dangerous.
Did you have some sort of a blanket or something? And I'm curious to know, did you try, you know, across the back seat? Did you try putting the front seat down and reclining it? Did you find any sort of comfort that way?
I think that we all actually tried something different. So I know some people slept across the back seat. Some people tried the front seat. I actually had the back seat of my car sort of laid as flat. It's one that sort of pops down. And I had a sleeping bag, which did keep the lower half of my body, or the lower three quarters of my body, warm. But it was pretty physically uncomfortable. It's not like we had an air mattress or anything like
that.
Right. And it was very cold, particularly from the neck up, unless you were to cover. You know, the thing I found the most was that my fingers, if I had them out of the blanket, and my face and neck were very cold.
Jeez.
And, you know, it wasn't that cold of a night last night. And so just that physical discomfort and that coldness are the things that struck me the most, I think, about my experience.
It's an awareness event called Sleepless in Our City. I think there were 12 of you that did this. So now, how much sleep would you say that you might have got overnight, Megan?
You know, I would say between 3 and 4 hours, maybe four. Yeah, between 3 and 4 hours, I would say.
And pretty disjointed, like maybe you slept an hour, woke up, slept. Was it like that?
Absolutely. And, you know, we also we're in a group of people. All of our cars were together. Mm-hmm. And so that's also, you know, you feel pretty safe in those situations.
Right. There's a camaraderie.
So, yeah, we felt our cars were locked while we were in them. But yes, it was a very broken sleep. I really can't imagine. I guess I can a tiny little bit, but I really can't imagine that being the life every day.
So, Megan, what made you want to participate in this event?
I've been on the Community Impact Council with United Way for a few years now, and certainly with the issue that homelessness, the awareness of the homelessness that's going on around us in Oxford County, I think it probably behooves most of us to try to experience the perspective of someone who's in that situation. I really think that Mike said it great last night. It's an exercise in perspective, or it's an experience in perspective, and understanding what other people are facing each day. And I welcome the opportunity. It's also, you know, I'm pretty lucky to be able to choose this. People who are living this way don't have that choice.
Right.
But I think my work with United Way brings an awareness for me to those things that are going on in our community as well.
So, Megan, just to kind of wrap this up, everybody who was sleeping in a vehicle last night, the 12 of you, like, are you going to work today? Is Mike going to work?
We are going to work today. And I'm not sure about everyone, but the goal is that, you know, we will not go home. We will travel from our cars to our workplaces.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Because, you know, the truth of this experience, that if this were the situation we were truly in, is that we wouldn't have a home to go to have
right.
a hot shower. And so, you know, we each have some toiletries in our car, and you know, you have to figure out where you're going to find a place, whether it's your car you're going to change in, whether you have a bottle of water to brush your teeth, or whether that's something you're going to do when you get to your workplace, depending on your circumstances.
Well, good on the 12 of you and the United Way for piecing this together. It gives a little bit of, like you said, a little bit of perspective of what individuals have to go through every night. And
the tiniest little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not even to that experience, but it just gives a little bit of perspective there, Megan. And thanks for your time this morning. And if we see you at a Boston Pizza, if you look a little tired in the eyes, we won't say anything. Well, thank you for doing what you've done.
Yes. Yeah.
Thanks, Dan and Marcy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a great day. That is Megan Porter from the United Way, Oxford. It is 6:49. Good morning.